funny. Most of them are. But sometimes, you know, it's like, God, still laughing.
Somebody half Frank's age. That's who.
Yeah, right, the pool boy.
Yeah.
The pool boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you'll meet some young man, 30, who'll keep her laughing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a problem.
Yeah, you better have some money. So, folks, let me tell you, back-to-back weekends. This weekend, Saturday, Friday was a good day because I guess the forecast was for the storm to hit Saturday, correct?
Mm, yep.
That never really kind of hit, did it?
Nope.
It didn't. Nope. Nope, but unfortunately, everyone remembered a week ago, and unfortunately, so many people getting stuck because they don't have a Chevrolet with either four-wheel drive or front-wheel drive. So then, not a lot of people came out Saturday. I think we sold delivered 8 vehicles. Normally, it's 16 to 20. So, hey, guess what? The deals are unbelievable with Jenny Lund Chevrolet. Now, we're not going to promise to shovel your driveway if it snows again. We're hoping that maybe we're done with the snow for the year.
I got to say, I think we're done with. I'm going to say we're probably done with the bitter, bitter cold after Thursday night. Thursday night, the forecast low is 3, and I think after that, it's just cold, but it's not bitter, unbearable cold.
So let's talk about some of our great customers. 8:00 p.m. people, David sure. Austin. David Austin bought a new Tahoe. Last week, and he's aiming the PM. And then we have Joe Fargardo. I hope I'm pronouncing Joe Fargardo. Joe Fargardo.
I shop dealers from Seattle all the way to Boston, and I find out you can't beat Londoff, said David Austin. Who's that second customer?
We moved off of Dave Austin, David Austin, we moved on to Joe Fargardo.
Good luck. Joe bought a
four-wheel drive Colorado. He lives in Fenton, all the way from Fenton, Missouri, to come get a great deal at Jenny Lund Chevrolet. Charles Jarrett, another AM and the PM customer.
Charles Jarrett.
Charles bought a new Malibu. Okay.
Thank you, Charles.
So again, thank you, Frank, and thank you, AM and the PM crowd, listeners, great listeners, and of course this great team that you've assembled. Opinion, unbelievable. I'm telling you, look, boy, unbelievable. So I heard you talking about Rich Hazel earlier.
Yeah, you know what that is? You know what Rich Hazel is?
Well, it was for ailment, like shoulders and the pain and just rub.
It's for ailments.
Not according to what our head of research Tim Woodburn pulled up. It's for the vaginal and rectal areas.
Yeah.
Have you been rubbing that on your face?
Oh.
Not on my face, on my shoulders and knees when I was little. My mom, Rich Hazel. But since you mentioned it today, I was listening here. I haven't heard anyone talk about Rich Hazel for the longest time.
It's something you never hear of. Nobody ever mentions it. There's never been a commercial for it. And not once in my life have I ever heard somebody say, pick up a bottle of Rich Hazel. Never. Never.
So do you go grocery shopping with your wife?
Not if I can help it, because I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like it at all.
How about shopping or your wife?
Carts, your Schnucks or Deerbergs, you see those carts and they have like a jumbo container of toilet paper. I mean, like it looks like for most houses it could be a month's worth of toilet paper. Maybe that your house, Dan, 2 weeks worth. I mean, just
we do that with paper towel. We go to Costco. We get a year's worth.
It's like hanging on the very top, and people are walking out with a big smile on their face because man, they are excited. They will be taken care of there for a few weeks.
Yeah, but you hear people talk about buying toilet paper. That's something that's mentioned, and there are commercials for toilet paper, and there have been for years. I've never heard anybody mention Rich Hazel. Sell it, buy
Rich
it,
Hazel,
nothing.
You just brought it up, Rich Hazel. Well, let's talk about toilet paper,
No, because you don't understand. Does Rich Hazel have an odor? Does anybody know? Rubbing alcohol, you can tell. Ooh, that's rubbing alcohol. Does Rich Hazel have an odor at all? Do we know?
I don't know.
Well, John would know. You rub it on your shoulders.
I haven't had it rubbed on my knee or anything for a long time.
Okay, so you don't even know if it has any odor.
Yes, it does. Of course it has an odor. I just don't remember what the odor is. I mean, it's not something you're going to put behind your ears and your wrist and on your chest because it's like a cologne.
Mm.
Do you wear cologne, okay. Frank?
I usually don't, no. Sometimes I do, and I don't even know what it is because it's something somebody gave me or my wife picked it up and said, they had this on the special, and I tried it. I spritzed it on. It smelled good. Wear this.
He wears
I don't even know what it
macho
is.
Macho Musk in that little decanter that looks like a car from Avon.
Frank, they actually flavor it. You can get rose petal witch hazel. You can get aloe witch hazel. You can get different scents of it.
I don't believe that's flavoring. That would imply you're going to drink it. They scent it.
Well, it has alcohol in it, and so I would think that there's some freaks out there that probably actually would drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they drink aftershave. Why not?
They drink that, and they drink, cough syrup and stuff that has alcohol.
When I was a little kid in Tennessee, in the hillbilly part of Tennessee, this is not a joke, the guy's name was Carl. He worked in the barber shop, and everybody knew Carl, because there's only two barber shops in town, and Carl got fired because he drank all of the hair tonic.
Wow, that's not good.
The barber, Mr. Anson, probably
sanitary,
pretty good, like hair tonic breath. But Mr. Anson finally told us because we'd say, "Hey, where's Carl? What happened to Carl?" And he goes, "Well, I had to let Carl go because I kept a notice in the tonics was dwindling down, and I knew we wasn't using that many, and then I found out Carl was drinking it, and I had to let him go."
Is it that blue stuff?
No, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Did he really talk that way?
The blue stuff is what you put the comb in to sterilize it. But he drank that too because he said he drank the sterilizer too.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so gross.
It is gross.
Gross. Some people, you might have just curbed some people's appetite.
And Carl looked exactly like Elvis Presley. He looked exactly like Elvis, except for one thing that threw him off from ever being mistaken as Elvis. He had black, coal black hair combed back just like Elvis. He was the size of Elvis. He had a face, a smile, but he had one eye. And the other eye was drifted way off to the side. It was pointing in another direction. So he would never be able to pull off the Elvis thing. Because of that eye. And I always thought, man, so close to being Elvis. Except that.
So, what do you do when you're talking to someone? You're having a bit of an intense conversation, possibly, and they do have that drifting eye.
You
drift off with them?
Oh, that's not.
No. Funny. No, you stay on the eye that's looking at you. Try not. And it's hard to do.
I always
try not to shift over.
I always thought you were just supposed to look like right at the little spot right between the eyebrows, above the nose. Like, that way you're not looking at any eye, so nobody's getting offended.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, how about that?
Man, that's a good idea.
You almost be a doctor.
These are helpful hints for people. I think we all know somebody that has a wayward eye.
Give this phone number out, and that's 314-837-1800. How about that segue? Come on, give us a call, 314-837-1800. We'll be here until late tonight, 8:30. You want to keep us till 9? Go ahead. The better the deal, we'll take care of the AM and the PM crowd. Make sure you tell us immediately. It's your AM and the PM.
That's important. It's very important.
It's very
important. All right, John, stay warm. We'll send you all the business we can.
So who's bringing some witch hazel in tomorrow so then you guys can sample it?
I don't know.
I'm all right.
Hey, Dan, stop and pick up a bottle of witch hazel tomorrow, will you? Frank says he's never heard anybody ask for that.
See you. Bye-bye.
Be ready. They're on the way. Thank you. All right. Maestro, if you would, please. I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know, we can all use it. Discovered a couple of neat little tricks on my iPhone. Now I'm using it all the time. It's like somebody gave me a new phone because I didn't know mine would do this. I got news for you, folks. It'll do a few hundred things you don't even know it'll do. But we're not here just to talk about phones. We're here to talk about anything you need to talk about. And prior to that, we're going to listen to the man who's going to, I don't know, I think he probably has something to share from the world of tech. His name is Josh Bauman. He's brought to you by Window World, not a high-tech product at all. but the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And if you want to know more, go to windowworld.stlouis.com. Give it up for Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
You know, when I introduce you, I should say, Josh Bauman in charge. He's the IT guy over the entire, it's the Fenton School District,
Festus. Is that right?
Festus, not close. The Festus School District. You're in charge of IT for the whole school district. That's not a big, how many, you told us before, how many schools?
It's four school buildings. We have about 3,000 students. So for Jefferson County, we're not the smallest, we're not the largest. Our neighboring districts are about the same size as we are. Fox would be the biggest in Jefferson County. I think they have like 11,000 kids or something. But we're not shabby. We're average size.
Do you have an office at the school or something?
I do, in the basement of one of the buildings. Yeah, they don't let me
see,
upstairs.
See, that's how it should be. That's how I pictured it. Like you in the basement, like in a scene in a movie where, well, the only suspect left is that IT guy down
down
the
in
basement.
The basement.
Yeah, they've checked everybody out, but well, did anybody talk to Josh? And the detective goes, Josh? Who's Josh? Oh, you know, guy down the basement. What guy in the basement? Oh, he's the IT guy. You didn't talk to him?
Yeah.
Then they assemble and they all head down to the basement and they burst in and Josh isn't there.
Well, the nice thing about my office is it's located next to the concession stand. So, you know.
Ooh, that's good. Ooh.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hopefully they haven't caved in and resorted to those healthy concessions.
Oh, no,
Where the kids at school get the choice of a kale bar and some other goofy piece of crap they don't want to eat. Tell me there's still good junk food in there.
Junk food in the concession stand, yeah, because that's not mandated by federal regulations, correct?
Here's my thought real quickly. This is not a tech, but this is important. Here's my thought on all this holier-than-thou, do-gooder, vegan, healthy crap for kids. They're kids, okay? And when you're a kid, I actually believe you can drink soda, you can have a candy bar, you're a kid, and you're going to burn it off on the playground or after school or on your bike or whatever, unless you're one of those goofy nerd kids that heads for the basement and plays video games all night long. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about kids being kids. I said before, I'm so glad that I grew up at a time when parents never mentioned calories to their kids. You will eat your mashed potatoes and you'll eat them all. I mean, they encourage you to eat. If you didn't eat enough and ask for more, it was insulting. And if you wanted to grow up and be healthy and strong, eat another biscuit or whatever. I'm glad I grew up then. And how do we get on this? The school vending machine.
Yeah,
the concessions.
Yeah, the concession stand. Yeah,
and I'm glad that there's still junk food in there. I know a lot of people won't like that I said that. Well, I mean, you want kids to grow up and develop bad habits? No, they can change their habits later. While you're a kid, be a kid. Have a soda, have a candy bar, go play, be a kid. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, since we kind of mentioned phones already, you know, you said you found a couple new tricks about your iPhone. I do have a couple interesting stories on phones. Apple is re-releasing the iPhone SE. Now, that's a model of phone, the same model of phone from back in 2016. So it is several years old and several revisions old. But here's the interesting part. They've lowered the price on that phone down to $250 for the 32 gig model. So if you have somebody, say you're wanting to buy a phone for your kid, you don't know that they're trustworthy enough to have one, or you're just looking for an economy phone, that's a pretty cheap entry into the Apple iPhone world for $250. It might be a little bit slower than the newest phone, but it's definitely worth a look if you're looking to get somebody a phone. The other interesting...
Just out of curiosity, how old do you think a kid should be before he or she has his or her, you got to do it both ways now to be politically correct, own cell phone?
So that is an interesting question. We got Jackson a cell phone that stayed on our kitchen counter because we got rid of our landline in our house. So he was probably 10, 11 when we had a cell phone in the house for him to use. But he didn't really start taking it places until I would say the last year or so. And the big reason for that is social media accounts. I think social media and kids is not a good idea. So to kind of try and prevent that as much as we could, we waited on keeping that as a full-time phone for a while. I think that 13-year mark, because that's the age of consent for a lot of websites. Terms of service is 13 to use, like Facebook and Instagram. You have to be technically you have to be 13 to use those sites. So we waited until 12-13 before he actually had his own quote phone. Does that
make
sense?
Here'd be my advice to any kid who is fat or ugly or slow, or don't even ever look at that stinking Facebook stuff.
No.
Because think about it. If you do and you read all the negative, nasty, mean comments, it'll drive you insane and maybe drive you to do something really, really bad that nobody wants to see. Now, that's easier said than done, but I think it's true. You're only bullied if you hear the remark or read the remark. You know, if you're on a playground and you're fat but you're deaf, you don't hear them yelling, "Hey, fatty." You don't hear it. You don't hear it. It's not in your head. You don't even know that you were bullied or made fun of.
Exactly.
Wouldn't it be great if those kids never read that garbage?
Yeah.
But you'll never stop them.
It's a condition called FOMO, fear of missing out.
Right, exactly.
And that's what Facebook and Instagram thrive on, is that whole fear of missing out mentality. The other interesting piece of phone news, Frank, did you ever have a Motorola Razr phone, the flip phone?
Yes. I've had every kind of cell phone you can imagine. StarTAC, Motorola, yeah. Razr, yes. Had the Razr because, like a lot of other things, a friend of mine had it, and I saw it, and I went, oh,
yeah.
I gotta have
that. It was a great phone. The battery lasted forever. It was before smartphone days, but it was a great phone. Well, Motorola has filed for patents for a new Moto Razr. This one's going to be slightly different. It will be a smartphone, but it's going to be a flip phone, you know, that vertical flip like the Moto Razr was. But when you flip it open, instead of having two separate screens, or, you know, a screen on top and a number pad on the bottom, it will be a single LED screen, a foldable LED screen. So think about taking your iPhone and flipping it in half vertically. Or I guess flipping it horizontally halfway up would be the way to say that. So, yeah, Motorola has filed for patents for that. They're expecting that to be a year or two out. The price tag, do you want to take a guess at the early estimates of price tag on that, Frank?
$1,500
for that phone.
Okay.
Which will be interesting. I'm excited about that.
Well, no, what I find is interesting is this. These phones, these cell phones, we go from the original portable cell phone, which looked like a big brick.
Yes.
A giant brick. And then we get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. StarTAC. Oh, my goodness, that was a tiny little, I want that. Then we get into the smartphones and the pictures and the cameras, and you go from a smartphone to whatever the biggest one is now with a 9.6-inch screen, bigger. And now we're going back again. We're shrinking down because if you think of folding a phone in half, it's now smaller.
Right.
It might be a little thicker, but it takes up less area in the purse or pocket or whatever.
Right.
We go back and forth, bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller.
Do you want to take these calls, Frank?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure I do. Let me give the numbers real quickly. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Kathleen needs help. Kathleen, say hello to Josh Bauman. Welcome to 590 The Fan.
Hi, Josh. I am the PM.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen, what can I help you with?
So, I have two smart TVs upstairs in my house. And I was getting Wi-Fi on the one that's furthest away from the box that's down in the basement.
Okay.
And now, neither one of the televisions are getting Wi-Fi. My phones will get Wi-Fi in the house, but neither one of the televisions, so I had to bring my Fire Stick upstairs so the wife could watch TV. So what can I do to boost my Wi-Fi signal, or should I call AT&T and have them come out and fix it?
No, if you're comfortable doing something like this, I would avoid calling AT&T. Now, that's not to say that that's not a bad idea, but I think this is something that you could remedy yourself. Depending on how old your Wi-Fi router is, you may want to look at getting a new one. And you can pick up, they're making these, Wi-Fi routers now. They're getting more and more popular. They're mesh routers. They're meant to have multiple in a home. And they're meant because of problems like this. More and more TVs are becoming smart TVs. You're putting them in a bedroom. You're putting them in a garage. You're putting them in a corner in a basement. And your Wi-Fi may not cover your house completely. So more and more of these manufacturers have realized, oh, we need to create routers or access points that are mesh, that can talk to each other and spread our signal throughout the house. I'm a fan of the Google Wi-Fi system. I have two in my house. They act as a mesh. I've got one in my basement and one in the upper floor. They connect to each other and spread the Wi-Fi throughout the house. There are other manufacturers out there. The name of the other one just totally left my head. But if you go to your favorite box store and ask for mesh wireless routers or mesh wireless access points, they should be able to help you. You're going to be in the range of $100 a piece. So my setup, I have two of them. It cost me $200 total. If your house is bigger and you need two or three of them, do the math. It's going to get a little bit more expensive. But that is relatively easy to do. That it's not rocket science. I if you're comfortable with that kind of stuff, you could do it yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, but now the AT&T, do they have a router there in the house already, or is that something that I might have put in before?
Good question. So they might have a device that is acting as your firewall as well as your wireless router. If that's the case, you'll take a cable from that box and plug it into your new one if you want. If you want to stick with AT&T's hardware, by all means, give AT&T a holler or swing by one of their stores and explain the situation to them and see what they would have to offer. I honestly don't know if AT&T is reselling or suggesting any sort of mesh network in homes right now.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. And it's pretty easy to set up?
The Google ones are extremely easy to set up and will take you maybe a minute and a half.
Whoa. Oh, cool.
Yeah, literally. You download the app on your phone. You take a picture of the barcode on the back of the unit. It'll ask you, what do you want your network to be called? You give it a name, and it'll say, what do you want the password to be? You put in the password. It thinks for a couple seconds and says, okay, you're good to go.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Kathleen. Thank you. Don is next. Don, say hello to Josh Bauman, and welcome to 590 The Fan.
Hello, Wizard Bauman. I was calling because I have one of those iPhone SEs.
Okay.
And it gets really, really hot. It didn't always do this, but in the past couple months, it just gets... So I have to use a napkin to hold it almost.
Wow.
Oh, shoot.
Holy cow.
And when I go to the AT&T store, their only response is, well, we can sell you a new one.
Sure, right, yeah.
Is there anything I can do... Have you heard of this before?
Yeah, so I have heard of that, and likely what's happening is the processor in the phone is running. There's some app or something using the processor a lot, and it's causing that processor to heat up. It is possible that it could be malfunctioning as well. What I would do is try and remove some of the apps that you don't use on a regular basis, or an app that you might have installed recently or right before this started happening. That's a telltale for me. You know, I always go back when something like this happens, I always go back and say, okay, what did I last change that may have caused this to happen?
Okay.
If you can't really pinpoint it to one app, you could always reset the phone back to factory and see if that gets you anywhere. If it doesn't, if it's just a stock phone, if you reset it and it's, you know, the stock operating system and it's still getting super hot, then I would be leaning more towards, okay, this could be a hardware malfunction type issue. And shoot, if they're still selling this SE, you could buy another brand new SE, granted it's a couple years old, for $250. That might be an option for you. But yeah, I would start removing apps and see if that gets you anywhere.
Okay, two quick things. I am AM in the PM.
That's important, thank you.
Okay. And, separate kind of question, but close one. I haven't heard anything recently. You know, people are all hot with this. They're going to give you brain cancer. The cell phones are, you shouldn't have them. And then it's kind of just, I haven't heard anything about it recently. Has there been any research or is it just a rumor?
It's kind of one of those things. It's that you can get into a debate about that the same way you can get into a debate about vaccines. When you look at the science of wireless technology and cellular technology, when it comes down to radio waves, and it is, that's how it works. There are radio waves going from antennas to the phone or to the laptop, you know, tablet, whatever. I don't know that there's been conclusive research done that shows, you know, if I keep my phone in my left pocket, I'm more likely to get testicular cancer, or if I keep it in my bra, I'm more likely to get breast cancer. You know, I don't know that there's, you know, conclusive research that has been done. I will tell you, I do keep tabs on just in general weird stuff with Wi-Fi that people complain about. And I have heard, as Wi-Fi is changing over the last couple of years, there's been new iterations of it come out. More and more people seem to be claiming headaches, more recurrent headaches from it, is what I've, the biggest complaint that I, that, you know, quote unquote research has shown as a common complaint of being exposed to a lot of Wi-Fi for a period of time. But again, that's Wi-Fi, not cellular service. But again, I don't know if there's been clinical research to prove or disprove any of that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Don. Yeah, I got to comment quickly about the cell phones cause brain cancer. Cell phones have been around now for, hang on, like 35 years. I had the first cell phone in the 80s. I don't lose a minute's sleep thinking that holding a cell phone up to my head several times a day is going to give me brain cancer. Listen, when I was a kid, they used to tell us if you sat on the floor too close to the television, you'd be blind. We heard that our whole lives. If you're too close to the TV, you don't watch too much TV, you'll be blind. I remember them saying with microwave ovens, don't stand too close to the microwave.
Sure.
Or you'll be brain damaged. I don't believe any of that. I just don't.
And by now,
there'd be some conclusive evidence. Sure. People would just, oh my goodness, by the millions getting brain tumors.
You would sure think so. And I think where part of that kind of paranoia comes from is the radio waves. I mean, they're radio waves. So it's similar to a microwave where it's using radio waves and a microwave to heat that food up. Maybe that's where some of that paranoia came from. I don't know. But it is something that some of the, you know, tinfoil hat people worry about. You know, the first caller, I think it was Kathleen, talked about smart TVs. We got a new smart TV in our house this weekend. I went out and bought one of the TCL brand TVs that's got the Roku built in. I heard of a deal today that I kind of wish I knew about over the weekend. Hisense, it's one of the brands of TVs that you see out there. They have a 55-inch 4K television that has Roku built into it, so it's a Roku built-in TV for $299. That's like $300 off the normal price.
Listen to the crowd. Ooh, ah, listen to
they stepped out.
Astonishing.
Sleeping
there for a second.
So that's a heck of a deal if you're at Best Buy.
What did you pay for yours that you just
bought? So we bought a 32-inch television for our bedroom, and we paid, I think, $169 for it.
That's still
yeah, that's... and to have Roku built in, the reason why we bought it was because it has Roku built into it, so we can use DirecTV Now in our room and not have to watch just antenna television. So yeah, the smart TVs are getting extremely popular.
Have you ever heard of the OAN network, news network?
That I have heard of it. What does that stand for? Outdoor? Is it something outdoors?
No, it's like I knew it. I just forgot it. OAN, something alternative news. It's a non-biased, unlike CNN or Fox. It's straight down the middle. Just here's the news.
Right.
Okay. No little implications of, well, somebody's going to be impeached or trashing Pelosi. There's none of that. It's just news. And you can't, the frustrating thing is, I have a friend that watches it. You can't get it except with its own DirecTV, I think. And then a couple of these Roku type things. Have you heard of Cloud TV?
K-L-O-W-D. I have. Yeah.
You get the Cloud TV box, you can pick up OAN. But for those who are sick of the left and the right, all the, you know, just if you can, and most can't, but those of you who can, OAN. I just thought
you know
of that,
what's
so
funny about
it,
Frank? OAN. It stands for One America News Network.
That's it.
On their own site, it says One America News Network, also referred to as One America News, is an American right wing pay television news channel.
They actually say that.
It says that.
Well, who is it saying? Not them. It's someone else who's watched and thinks to them, it's like the people go, well, he's a homer when the guy's calling the game. Is that someone else saying they're right wing?
Or is that
I've watched it at my buddy's house, and it's just down the middle news. I mean, it's not right wing at all that I could tell. That's pretty interesting. Josh?
You could be right. It doesn't say who. When you Google it, that's the way it is described on Google. So somebody probably wrote that.
Interesting.
Okay.
Anything else? Yeah. So we talked about, or I talked about Google Maps rolling out some new features last week with Google Assistant. I read today that Google Maps is rolling out a feature that has been lacking for a while that other navigation systems have had for a while, like Waze and systems like that. They are now, Google Maps will now show you the speed limit of the road that you are on while you're in navigation mode.
There's a setting on the dash up on the screen and right in front of you, and if you click through and scroll through miles per hour, range, fuel consumption, it'll come up and show you the speed limit of the road you're on.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It's
the same thing. Yeah, and if you don't have it in the car, boy, this Google Map thing, this is a great addition, because I don't know, sometimes you ride along, you don't know what the speed limit is.
Right.
You haven't seen a sign, or you missed it, you go, whoa, am I going too fast? And you just look down at this thing he's talking about on Google Maps, now you can see.
Yeah, like you take a road trip. We took a road trip to Florida this summer, and it's like, okay, am I 20 miles over the speed limit here? I have no idea what this two-lane back road speed limit is. If you haven't tried the app called Waze on your phone, W-A-Z-E, that is worth a download and a try. That's pretty cool. You could call it a crowdsourced navigation app, where people can report where police cars are, hazards on the road.
I was actually going to ask you about this. I downloaded Waze on my phone and used it. I think I accidentally deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I go into the App Store and I find Waze, and it doesn't say download. It just says open. Like it thinks it's on my phone, but it's not on my phone.
It's in the cloud.
Normally
it'll tell you to reinstall, or it'll not say download, it'll say install instead of download.
Is it not hidden in a different folder like that?
I have looked on every folder on my phone.
The iPhone has a search. If you swipe past your home screen to the left, there's a search bar, and you can type in the name of an app in that search bar, and it'll more or less tell you if it's installed on your phone.
Yeah, and it says it is installed on my phone.
Yeah, so it's there somewhere.
But I can't get to it just with, like the 50 other apps on my phone. It's not there.
That's weird. Mm. You've hidden it somehow.
Yeah.
Someone just called and wanted you to repeat where that 55-inch TV was that you were talking about.
Okay, I believe it is at Best Buy, and they said it was while supplies last. I don't know if there's a ton of them, if each store has a ton of them, but it was one of the releases I read today about deals.
Okay.
If you have Verizon cell phone service, there were a couple interesting announcements in the last week from Verizon about making their unlimited plans a little bit more enticing. One of the announcements was you will get free Apple Music if you have Verizon unlimited plans. I think that's for the life of the plan. So if you have an Apple iPhone and you want to use Apple Music, you might be able to get that service for free now. The other interesting one is Verizon is rolling out a robocall blocker to their plans. So, you get those robocalls or those advertised, you want a free cruise. Verizon is now rolling out an update to their phones that will block known robocalling phone numbers from ringing your phone. So I thought that was a pretty cool enhancement.
I think a lot of people are sick of that. So you're telling me that call I got from Hillary a couple of years ago, that wasn't really her?
You know what it'd be? Well, yeah, I don't know, unless she has your number. It'd be interesting to know if those political calls will end up getting blocked, because those are robocalls. I don't know if they'll be subject to it or not.
Why not? They should be.
I agree.
They're not solicited.
I agree, but you know how that works, Frank. I wouldn't be surprised if they were exempt from it or something.
Just for a second there, your voice changed, and you sounded like Kermit.
I agree. I
can't do it.
I agree.
I can't do Kermit. You slipped into him for a second.
Huh.
So if you don't realize it, you actually do at least one impression. That would be Kermit the Frog.
Interesting.
Anything else we need to know?
Not really. We have a few more calls if you want to do those.
Well, I see Jim, and if there are more, we need to get him on the screen. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's a great way to be.
It's the only way.
That's right.
What can I help you with?
I'm technologically challenged, retarded, basically. And I'm getting an iPhone 7.
Okay.
Is there a manual I can get or someplace online I can look to work the phone?
Your best bet is going to be going to probably YouTube and Googling how to use an iPhone, and that will get you... The operating system that runs on the iPhone is pretty agnostic when it comes to hardware. It's the same across pretty much every current supported hardware platform, and I think that 7 is still receiving updates from Apple. So you should get the newest operating system on it that the brand newest X phone would have. So your best bet is going to be go to YouTube and search in there iPhone tips and just kind of watch some of those videos and see what comes up, common tips, gotchas, how to, stuff like that. It's not,
you're a genius.
It's dude. Not rocket science. It's going to be the easiest way to do it, really.
I used to see at the bookstore they had like a book for dummies,
right?
Like certain models of phones, they would have a book you could get. Do they still make those?
I don't know. Here's the problem with anything published like that. You know, Apple releases software updates, major software updates, at least once a year. I don't know how long it takes publishers to release those types of books, but by the time a technical writer would get their hands on with the operating system and then write a book and then get it published, that book's out of date. That's realistically, the published method is not really, in my opinion, the best way to go when you're
not
looking
only
at
that. If you go to YouTube, you can actually watch the phone being working.
Correct.
They'll be doing it as they tell you how to do.
Correct. And you'll find 1,000 different people that have uploaded videos on how to do things, and you know, find your favorite person and watch a couple videos in their stream and just see what they have to say.
Do you have any friends that you can recruit? Oh,
okay. Be perfect for this show.
Hey, Buzz Frank, there's another really cool thing called Smart News. It's an app.
I've heard of Smart News.
Yeah, same thing. It's all straight down the middle. You know, everything from, you know, Wall Street Journal to New York Post and everything in between.
I will cool. check it out. Smart News. I'll check it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. I love your show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. There goes Jim, and here comes Guy. Guy, welcome to 590 The Fan, Guy. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Guy, what can I help you with?
Thank you. I've got an Android phone, and I had a Bluetooth. Well, last Friday I took it and helped push a lot of people up a hill, and it got all wet. So I went and bought me another Bluetooth from the good old box stores. It works all right, but a lot of times when I push the button and tell it to make a call, some of my calls go to speakerphone and some of them go straight to the Bluetooth. I don't know. Now, if I dial it straight off the keypad off the phone, you know, my speed dial,
right,
it goes straight to Bluetooth. But if I tell, you know, Google to call, you know, somebody or my work or something, sometimes it goes to my speakerphone and send my Bluetooth.
Yeah, something's causing an intermittent connection issue, it sounds like, on that Bluetooth device. I don't know. It may be that one's supporting a newer version of Bluetooth, because I think there's three versions of Bluetooth out right now. That might be something to check. The other one that I would, you know, you may just want to try a different Bluetooth headset if you wanted to. It's going to depend on that device. I think that's going to be your pinch point.
Okay. Yeah, I might try another one. I've got a couple more older ones laying around. My phone's just a cheap $50 phone, AT&T, Android. I don't spend a lot of money on phones. If I drop and break it, I'm not out a lot of money.
Sure. Now, you're not more than probably 6 or 8 feet away from the phone with that device, right?
Oh, no, it usually sits in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, what, a foot?
Yeah.
18 inches away from my pocket.
Yeah, I would be suspect of that Bluetooth device itself, considering you had one before and it worked fine on the phone. I would be suspect of it since the problem just started.
Why? Because it's a newer one and my phone's an older one and it's probably not all the time.
That could be it. It just may be that newer Bluetooth device isn't as good as the one that you had.
They're all cheapy.
Well, right. Right. Right.
You know. But yeah, I mean, I bought one and I had to take it back to the old box store. I bought one Saturday and had to return it Sunday because every time I kicked it on to talk, then it would kick on my recorder on my phone. I said, oh, I wouldn't want me another one, a little more expensive.
Yeah, it sounds like you might be trying a few of them out.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right,
guy. Thank you. Now, he just admitted he buys the cheapest stuff he can buy. Did you hear him say that?
Right.
So I'm not out a lot of money. And then something doesn't work quite right. Maybe it's just because he buys the cheapest stuff.
Well, and that could be. I'm a fan of buying cheap stuff, but if I buy like from Amazon, I'm reading the reviews. I'm looking at stuff that's been reviewed, you know, 1,000 times, has more than 4 stars, and I'm going to read the reviews of people that have been using it to make sure it's not a piece of junk if I'm buying cheap stuff. Are any of you guys sneakerheads? Tim,
I don't know what that means.
You like a big sneaker fan, shoe fan. You look.
I like
the,
wearing shoes. Sure.
Well, right, but you don't like
smart.
I only buy shoes with a coupon. That's what a sneakerhead I am.
Yeah.
So you're not going to go out and buy these new Nike shoes?
No.
What do they look like?
No.
I rarely ever buy shoes. The BBs. Yeah.
They kind of tie themselves, and you can order a pizza on them.
Yeah, well, they tie themselves. I don't know about the pizza feature.
Wait, like back from the future?
Yeah. So they're releasing the third generation of these self-lacing shoes, and these are going to be mass production in the wild. Wait for it. So
yeah, patience.
They have a battery, internal battery. They are self-lacing.
How much are they going to be?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, people!
Yeah, obviously they're going to mass produce them. That's what Mike does. How much?
$350
I will probably buy a pair. I will probably buy.
And I'm going to say I'm on the fence too. They're Bluetooth enabled, so you can actually
don't need that.
Well, no, listen. You can tighten and loosen the laces from your phone. So if you put your foot in it and it's too tight, you hit the button and kind of release the laces a little bit and it becomes a little bit more comfortable.
This is ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
First of all, if you just
came
with a little
button. You can't tighten your own laces. You have your phone. Wait a minute, my shoe's not tight. I'm leaving my phone out.
No, but there aren't.
The dumbest thing.
There aren't really laces. It's all enclosed, closed wire system that has a reel in the sole of the shoe. And that reel tightens and looses the quote-unquote
laces. Are these battery-powered, or do you have to charge
them? They have an internal battery, yes.
And so you have to recharge it. You have to plug your shoes in.
Right.
No, thank you. The other thing is,
you've not mentioned
one thing that matters the most. The one thing that matters the most is whether or not they're really comfortable. All we know is they got all this gizmo stuff in it, and if you get your phone out, you can tighten your shoes. That doesn't interest me at all.
Self-tying shoes, you lost me with the blue.
Well, it's not like they're going to do the what's the rhyme, the bunny in the hole and tie, you know, the ribbon type tie. They're just across the top.
Hey Siri, untie my laces and tell Josh to put some witch hazel on them hemorrhoids.
I'll pass on the shoes.
Oh, come on. So I think some of the first people to get them are going to be some NBA players to wear on the court, I think. And they're going to
buy a pair of shoes maybe a pair of shoes every 2 years.
Yeah, I don't buy shoes often.
Frank's more of a Skechers man himself.
Or flip-flops.
I love Skechers.
I bet he has a lot of flip-flops too.
I don't wear flip-flops at all. I don't have one pair. I hate flip-flops.
Sandals?
That thing between your toes. No, flip-flops, not sandals.
Oh, okay.
I have some sandals, but flip-flops, that thing between your big toe and the next toe.
You're a Crocs fan.
I can't stand
that. He's from Tennessee, Josh. I love Crocs. 17.
I can see.
I own about 6 pairs of Crocs.
Really?
I own 3 pairs of sandals, maybe 4, because one of them is like those water sandals. It's just supposed to get wet. And
Crocs are dangerous.
Four or five pairs of tennis shoes.
If your feet get wet and you try walking in a Croc, you twist your ankle.
Hey, we still have a couple of calls for tech stuff, and maybe somebody has a question about shoes.
I have some business to conduct. We could maybe get one more call, maybe two.
Mike?
Who's next? Is Mike next? Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
How you doing, Josh?
Good, Mike. How are you? What can I help you with?
I'm fine. I'm Brian here, Josh. And the reason I'm calling, I bought a 4K Toshiba smart TV with the Fire Stick built in it.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find somebody who's blind that got the same setup I have that can maybe tell me how to operate this thing. But do you have to actually see to operate that? Because my Fire Stick has voice activated on it.
Wow, that is a great question. I guess your issue is coming in when you're trying to change to get to the Fire Stick device itself, right?
Well, yeah, there's certain things I can do, talking to the Fire Stick, but then there's also stuff on the screen that you have to know what's on the screen.
Sure.
I don't know if they make such a thing where I don't have to depend on somebody else to tell me what's on the screen.
Mike, I honestly do not know the answer to that question. I will research that. You may want to call. Is there a Society for the Blind in St. Louis?
I already done that. They charge $48 an hour.
Holy cow!
Jeez,
they do?
Wait, $48 an hour for what?
For showing me how to operate this thing.
That's ridiculous.
Wow,
that's nice.
That's a ripoff.
Real charitable.
No kidding.
Wow.
Mike, I don't know. I don't like that saying that, but I honestly do not know.
Hang on a second. Tim, you're the fastest Googler here. All right, Mike, what's the name of this TV you just bought?
It's a Toshiba 4K is all I know, but I don't know the model number.
Can you type in Toshiba 4K TV voice description or voice notification?
I don't think he's going to get the answer.
Well, if the guy is blind that's charging the $48, just hand him a 20 and tell him to fix
it. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Tim, you'll remember me. I'm the guy that got ripped off on my Wave Runner. Remember that a while back?
Oh, I helped you out a long time ago, didn't I?
Yeah, Blind Mike. That's right.
That's right. I'm glad to hear from you. Glad I could help
you. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Hey, I'm glad you're back on the air.
Thank you.
Okay, that's enough of that, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Good luck. I hope you get this figured out. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
That's a tough one to figure out.
Yeah, that's hard.
It would seem to me there would be an organization that would go help blind people and not charge them.
Well, I would have figured the Society for the Blind would have been right up that alley, but wow.
What about Lighthouse? Lighthouse for the Blind. That's another separate thing.
Is that the one over at the Shrine of the Snows or whatever?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. No.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We got to get you out of here. Did you have an ending? I think you do, don't you?
How do you end this bit? Time to say bye. I'm Josh the Tech Guy.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Josh Bauman. Give him your email address,
sure.
Josh.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. A low-tech item. Very low-tech, but a great value and a great product. That's the reason it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. First Community Credit Union. I hope you got a chance to catch the yard sale Saturday morning. If not, it'll be back around next Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, sponsored exclusively and only by First Community Credit Union. I mentioned wedding loans the last week or two. Don't forget about that. I don't see anybody else going after that business to help people with the cost of a wedding, but it's my belief, I don't have facts to back it up, but it's my belief that most people, the great majority of people, do not have the money to pay for the wedding that she wants. Well, she and her mom want. Average in this country, $35,000. Don't have it? Well, you're not the only one. First Community Credit Union makes wedding loans with rates as low as 4.99%. Check that out. Of course, the rate always depends on your credit history and blah, 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 and some other stuff. But check into that because you don't want to pay for the wedding with credit cards. That's a horrible idea. Don't do that. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Please, please tell them your AM and the PM. Thank them for the yard sale and their support of this show. And change where you're banking, for goodness sakes. Get yourself a great place to bank, to do all your banking. First Community Credit Union. I would stay there because if I were you, wherever you are, in fact, I'd call a couple of people because in mere minutes, one of the greatest jokes that I ever tell, one of my very favorite jokes, and you will not hear it until next year when it's bitter cold again. So it's one of our two cold weather jokes. It's coming up. It is 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Congress is expected to vote on President Trump's border proposal this week as the partial government shutdown enters day 31. Trump and leaders on the Hill have been at an impasse over border wall funding. Newly announced 20...